I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. On October 7th, it will be exactly 10 years since a war in Afghanistan began. It will be a few more years before the war ends. The plan right now is for U.S. and other foreign troops to withdraw by 2014. But for now, Afghanistan remains a country at war, and American soldiers remain in harm's way. Over the next 2 weeks, The World's Laura Lynch will be reporting on how this decade of violence and conflict have affected the people of Afghanistan. Her first story today focuses on the widows of war and their bleak fight for survival in Afghanistan.
This is luxury for people who have learned to live with so little. Children are filling up plastic jugs from a hose connected to an underground water supply, and there's plenty of it on this hill in southeastern Kabul. From here, they face a short hike up a steep, rocky hillside to carry the water to a unique community, a community of widows. 25-year-old Fauzia is one of the newest residents. There aren't any advantages to living here, she says, but I have to. I can't afford to live downtown. Without windows or doors, she says, it's not a proper home. Fauzia moved here 2 months ago. Her husband died in a car accident 2 years ago, and his family refused to take care of her four children. Her home is a concrete block, perhaps 6 feet by 4 feet, overlooking a cemetery. The stench of raw sewage hangs in the air. There's no furniture, just some mattresses on the floor and a tattered old scenic photo of Kabul stuck to one wall. Fauzia, like the other 1,000 or so widows who live here, may not have much, but it's more than they might have had in a country where widows are often abused or ignored if their late husband's family refuses to take them in. A few steps away, Zarmina Fahima is slapping mud onto the bricks of a house in progress. She's covered in gray muck from head to toe, and she's smiling.
Is this your house?
Yeah, this house for me.
This house is for you?
Yeah.
How long have you been working on it now?
2 months.
2 months?
Yeah, 2 months.
Zarmina is building a new house after living here for 4 years in a smaller home. She says her husband died in a suicide attack. For a time, she tried to live with her husband's family, but Zarmina says the abuse she suffered drove her away and onto this hill.
Yeah, this is better.
Why is this better?
Because my father-in-law and brother-in-law are not here to beat my children or me. I'm happy that I can stand on my own 2 feet and feed my children.
Afghanistan's wars and violence have claimed thousands and thousands of victims over the years. The United Nations estimates nearly half the children in Kabul have lost a parent. Estimating the number of widows across the country is guesswork, but it could be up to 2 million. Sile Ghaffar, who heads up an organization providing assistance to women and children, says there are few options for widows who are rejected by their husbands' relatives.
The widow's life ended up to the begging, prostitution, trafficking, and being a labor working somewhere, to be always exploited by their owner.
In other words, slavery. And so in the last 10 years, widows like Zarmina have gathered here building illegal homes. In the early days, the police would destroy the houses. The widows would rebuild. Zarmina says now the officers have a new tactic.
The police have come here several times. They stop the trucks carrying the bricks. They ask for bribes, and if we pay the bribes, then they allow us to build our houses. Otherwise, they'll just keep coming back.
Zarmina takes a trowel to smooth the mud over the bricks, sealing any holes to try to keep the coming winter chill out. Her mother, Gulsum, watches from just outside the narrow room. Gulsum has lived here for 8 years, after her husband and four of her children were killed when a rocket hit their home in Kabul. She still bears the physical scars and the painful memories of that day and the life it's led her to here on the hill.
I don't have enough money to pay rent. Since I can't even earn enough money to buy food, then how can I pay rent? When my children died, I didn't have enough money to buy coffins for them. I will never forget that moment.
The widows have formed an association, but in reality, there's little solidarity as they all struggle to survive. Just last week, Afghanistan honored one of its former warlords with a majestic burial on a hilltop above the capital. This colony of widows on the other side of town offers another glimpse of the country's living legacy of war. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in Kabul.